Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, all our bets for tonight coming up 20 minutes from now to close the show. But joining us right now to give us his bets for Week 10 in the National Football League, and just so everybody knows, you don't have to worry. Rob has his words, not mine. He said this, not me. 99-star lock of the millennium bets on every single game on the board this week. I'm excited to hear them, though, and get all of Rob's thoughts. Our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola, on the show. On Twitter, at Rob Bazzola. Check out his sports betting content company, The Hammer. We had Joey Knish on the show last hour. The show is Forward Progress, the NFL betting show. You can find it in podcast form. You can find it on YouTube. Just search Forward Progress. Circles off as well. And the app is BetStamp. My friend, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It wasn't a 99-star play of the millennium. It was actually the 100-star bankroll builder is what I said offline as well. 100-star bankroll builder is what we're going with for today.
Well, I think kind of like the bank, like you've built the bank, because that's the thing, right? Like everyone's bankroll has already been built. Now, like, we're doubling the bankroll. We need, yeah.
Well, you take the full bankroll and you put it in play so you can build a bigger bankroll. That's how we do it.
Honestly, you should have run for mayor of New York City. Let's get to the games this weekend. There's some kind of funny tie in here. I don't know what it is. I'm too tired. Falcons and the Colts in Germany coming up on Sunday morning. DeForest Buckner didn't make the trip to Germany. Apparently Sauce Gardner is going to play in the game. Been in Indianapolis for just a couple days. The Colts, Rob, are 6.5-point like nominal home favorites. Again, the game is in Germany against Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons. The total is 48.5. How are you looking to bet this one?
Yeah, I like Atlanta in this game, even though the Colts went out and they got Sauce and he's going to play. I mean, it's a meaningful upgrade, but it's not like a plug-and-play solution right away. Atlanta's offensive line has been very good all season. Top five in pressure prevention, top five in sack avoidance. It lets Michael Penix work from clean pockets more often than not. And here's the thing. This Colts defense, they've benefited from an extremely soft schedule of opposing running games. If you go look at who they've played this year, they haven't faced a backfield remotely close to what they're going to get in Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. And now they lose DeForest Buckner as well, who's, listen, not the best run stopper anymore. But I think Atlanta's ground game keeps them on schedule in this game. And ultimately, like, this is a neutral field. This is a pretty big big price between these two teams. I do like the Colts moving forwards. I think you can throw last week's game out the window as like an anomaly, 6 turnovers. But Atlanta's found a pass rush again. We know that if you can get after Daniel Jones, it could lean to some turnovers. And of course, this game's in Berlin. It's an outdoor venue. It's going to be cold. It's going to be on grass, where we saw some struggles last week for that offense. So I think that this line is a little bit too steep right now. I like Atlanta. I hate betting these games, Nick, because there's nothing worse than losing the European game and being depressed before the 1 o'clock's even hit. So I rarely fire on these, but I actually do like Atlanta quite a bit here.
And Sam Panayotovich and I are on the air during the international games when they're played, and The worse than losing an international game is being on the air and losing an international game. I like the Falcons as well. So does Femi. Okay. AFC South, Jaguars at Davis Mills and the Texans with C.J. Stroud out. Feels like last chance saloon for the Texans this season. How are you betting this game with the disappointing Jags at Houston?
Yeah, I think I'm going to fade the Jags until the market catches up on what they are. Like, listen, I'm not super optimistic about Houston, but I feel like I was hard done by last week in the game against the Broncos. They probably win if C.J. Stroud, you know, plays the entire game. But the reality is, I mean, their defense is one of the best units in football. Top two EPA per dropback, top two success rate. They play very disciplined. They play too high zone. They take away a ton of explosives. And what they do is they force you to stay patient and methodically move downfield. And Trevor Lawrence can't do that. He hasn't been able to do that all year. They just make too many mistakes on offense, whether it's drops, penalties on offense, not knowing what the play clock is at. They just can't sustain drives this way, especially with this receiving core. On the other side, listen, Davis Mills, he's not a good quarterback. I know what I'm getting into with Davis Mills here. Some injuries on the O-line as well. But it's very different facing the Jacksonville defensive front versus the Denver defensive front, who applies pressure at will on the quarterback here. So I will use our famous hashtag of wrong team favored here, Nick, because the wrong team is favored in this game. Should be Houston favored. I like the Texans.
Buffalo and Miami, the Bills 9.5-point favorites coming off their annual win of the season against the Kansas City Chiefs last week. Miami extra rest after they lost last Thursday night to the Ravens. How are you attacking this one? Side total 9.5 to side 50 the total.
Guys, this is a true story. I went to bed on Tuesday night. I had a very, very vivid dream. I'm not joking when I say this. I've never sailed a boat in my entire life, but I was on a sailboat myself. And sunny, it was nice, it was warm, and I'm sailing this boat, and these dolphins are just flying out of the water next to me. And I woke up the next morning, I'm like, wow, that was like a nice dream, it was really weird. And then I saw the Bills injury report, and I'm like, I think this is something here. And listen, it's improved today. They've gotten some players back in practice, but their entire defense is injured for the most part, in some capacity. Even if some of these guys play, they're very beat up. And the Dolphins traded away guys at the deadline. They stink. But at some point, you got to draw a line in the sand and say, I think this is too big of a number. And I do. I think Miami's offense matches up well with how Buffalo wants to play. They play heavy zone. Tua's very efficient against zone. They struggle to defend these inside zone run concepts. That's a core part of Miami's ground game. And we saw Mike McDaniel have a decent game plan against Buffalo on the road earlier this year on a short week. I think he can scheme it up, honestly. I think, like, forget about the letdown after KC. I know a lot of people will talk about that. You know, maybe you don't get an inspired game plan on offense from Buffalo here. But ultimately, I think the Dolphins, the offense is good enough to keep them in this game. So I'll take the 9.5 points.
I recently had a dream that I was taking shots with one of my ex-girlfriends, and then we went back to my old apartment, which I know no longer live in. Bet on this weekend because of that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that translates to, honestly. I have no idea. I'll have to think it through, Nick. But was it vivid?
Was it
a vivid dream? Do you remember all the details of that dream?
The answer is the Atlanta Falcons. You bet on this Thursday. Our guest is Rob Pizzola, Pro Sports Better. I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. BetStamp is the app. Forward Progress is the show on YouTube, and you can find it in podcast form as well. All right, you ready? Lightning round as we hit a bunch of games coming up this Sunday.
Let's do it.
Panthers laying 5.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Total in the game, Rob, is 39.5.
Yep, played some under in this game. I make the fair value around 38. I don't like the Saints offense at all. They lean on structure rather than playmaking. They have no explosive element of their offense whatsoever. With Carolina, they want to run the ball first, set up easy downs for Bryce Young. The problem is the Saints are actually very good as a run-stuffing team in terms of creating negative plays. They create a lot of negative plays in the run game, so that's a problem for Carolina if you can get them into second and long, third and long. I like the under in this game. Like I said, my fair number is 38.
Feel like there's no greater buzzkill than when you, and I mean like the royal you, it could be you, Rob, it could be me, it could be Femi, you go on a show and they're really excited to ask you about a game, and then you respond by like doing your Al Roker impersonation. Well, let me tell you about the weather. With that being said, Rob, who do you like in the Bears-Giants game this weekend at Soldier Field? Bears 4.5, 46.5 the total.
So I don't like anything in this game. If the weather were to clear, I would grab the Giants in an instant, because I think the Bears have only been bet out in this game because they're the stronger running team. I mean, they designed some very good run concepts. The Giants haven't been able to stop the run all year. So you figure inclement weather, downfield passing is going to be hurt. Just lean on the team that can run the ball better. That's fine. But if this clears up a little bit more as time goes on, Cordell Flott is practicing. He'll probably be back. The Bears actually have quietly a lot of defensive injuries as well. So I haven't done anything with this one, but I'm very closely monitoring the weather in the hopes that it's not as bad as it currently looks, and I would grab some Giants in that case.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you, because my guess is, and like you can really speak to this, Rob, is that people that bet professional, like, or bet a lot of money, right? I'm guessing they're waiting to bet this up from 46.5 once we get an all clear with the weather whenever that comes. Am I right in that assumption or no?
I was surprised it went through 47. I'm very surprised. I mean, I did a show on Sunday night where I said, grab the under because this is a weather game and it's going to go down. Then you can decide what you're going to do. Typically speaking, if as long as it's not horrible, there tends to be buyback towards the over. I can't say for sure, but I think this will close around 47.
All right. That's the Bears and the Giants coming up on Sunday in Chicago. Battle of Purple in Minnesota. Baltimore, 4-point road favorite at the Vikings, total 49. I love the Ravens in this game. Do you agree?
I do. I bet the Ravens. I bet some 3.5. I bet some 4 in this game. I think you just look at the Ravens now and you have to price them like the team that they were coming into the year. I mean, they don't have a single player on the injury report at this point. They traded for Draymond Jones. I think that's a great add for them on the defensive line. They traded for Alohi Gilman from the Chargers a few weeks back. Kyle Hamilton plays way closer to the line of scrimmage where he's way more disruptive. I don't know how much stock I put into the Vikings win. Last week, they did a really good job of shutting down the run, but it's very different game planning for Jared Goff than it is for Lamar Jackson, who can beat you in space. And the Vikings play a lot of man on the outside. Lamar's legs are a man beater, plain and simple. So I think this is a little bit short. My fare was, I want to say, between 4.5 and 5. I like the Ravens.
Browns and the Jets in the Jersey Meadowlands. Browns a 2-point road favorite, total of 38.
Yeah, if I watch 5 plays in this game, it will be 5 plays too many on Browns and Jets. I have no feel for this game, honestly. Dylan Gabriel as a favorite, I don't really jive with that. But then you have the Jets, and we don't even know he's playing quarterback for the Jets yet. As of this point, defense is in complete shambles.
It's got to be Fields, right? It has to be Fields,
I would assume it has to be Fields. I would assume, but I have no idea. At this point, the market's just reacted to Sauce and Quinnen Williams being traded, move Cleveland to favorites. I have no problem with that. Honestly, I think it's just settled in the range where it has to be.
I like the Bucs against the Patriots. Drew Dinsa came on the show on Thursday. He likes the Patriots against the Bucs. Tampa 2.5, 48 the total. Who do you like, Bucs and Pats?
So I don't like anything here either. I am holding out because I would like to get the Pats at 3 in this game, if possible. I do think Baker Mayfield was hurting in those weeks going into the bye. Didn't look like himself. But ultimately, New England's passing offense, I just want to find ways to back that, especially when if you're getting 3 points. Like, Todd Bowles blitzes a ton. Drake Mays handled it really well. So far, he's been excellent against the blitz, top 5 EPA per play. And that's the key to this game, in my opinion, is can he hold up to the different looks that he's going to get from that defense. I considered the over in this game as well. Ultimately, it just opened a little bit higher than I wanted to. And I don't necessarily just want to chase a price for action, but I guess leans Patriots and over, but I don't have a strong conviction on this game.
We've got 3 minutes left and four games to hit. Literally on the screen right now, there's a jostling back and forth from 6.5 to 7 in Seattle and Arizona. Currently at MGM, 6.5 is the number for Seattle. It was 7 like 20 seconds ago. Total is 45. What do you like here? Jacoby Brissett starts for Arizona.
I like Seattle a little bit. The thing with Jacoby Brissett is he's decisive. He works the middle of the field well, but there's like a ceiling with Jacoby Brissett, right? And this Seattle defense is going to harass him. They're very good at getting pressure with just four. That's a tough fit for the Cardinals' offensive line. And then defensively, Arizona finally got healthy against the Cowboys. Then they lose Mac Wilson, they lose Max Melton, they lose Will Johnson in the same game. That's a bad recipe against a Seattle offense that is cooking with heavy personnel, tons of play action. So I make this game just north of 7, like a 7.1. At the 6.5, so I have no problem with betting Seattle.
Any desire to take the points with Marcus Mariota and the Commanders, +8 at home against the Lions, 49 the total?
I had a big desire to do that this morning, but then every single Detroit offensive lineman returned to practice today. Left tackle Taylor Decker, right tackle Penei Sewell, even their backup tackle Dan Skipper. And that's where I said, nah, I don't want this anymore. The Commanders are a mess. Defensively, like, they lose Marshon Lattimore to ACL injury. He's completely washed, but he was a starter for them. That's how bad it is in the secondary right now. So no more interest in this game. I think the market price is totally fair with Washington-Detroit.
Super lightning round, 10 seconds per. Rams at the Niners, Rams 4.5 on the road.
I bet Rams, and I don't want to advise somebody to chase it at this number. I just love the matchup of their O-line against the 49ers D-line. I think they're going to have their way with this team. So at this point, it's gone out too far, though. So I'd say nothing here. But if there's buyback on the 49ers, hit the Rams at 4.
Chargers Steelers, 10 seconds.
Like the under a lot in this game. Offensive line injuries for the Chargers. Big problem.
10 seconds. Eagles Packers Monday Night Football.
No strong opinion here. I don't know what the Eagles are going to be coming out of the bye. They get so many players back. They've traded for Jalen Phillips. No clue how to bet Eagles and Packers.
I bet the Eagles is the answer. Give us a bet, Rob, that will change the course of humanity for the better.
Well, it's not going to change it for the better, but it's going to change it. We're taking tonight, Thursday Night Football, Bo Nix anytime touchdown, +350. It's going to change my Twitter timeline because I rag on Nix all the time and people are going to point out that he scored a touchdown. Let it be written. Let it be done. It's happening tonight.
Quoth Rob Pizzola.
I don't know. The Raven?
You never read Edgar Allan Poe? Nevermore.
No.
God almighty.
I've read like what four books in my life, man. I used to use Cole's notes through high school. I don't read.
And he's smarter than me. What does that say about me? Rob, we'll talk to you next week. Rob's the best. At Rob Pizzola on Twitter. All our bets for tonight. We'll wrap up the show right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.